There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
I'm wondering whether this is the same elsewhere and in other parts of the city, in other parts of the UAE and across the world. Are you a hugger or a handshaker or neither? For those people who prefer a non-physical greeting, the direction of office etiquette may be moving against you. There is evidence out there that workplaces are seeing a rise in a hugging culture. In a survey just last year, more than half of advertising and marketing executives said hugging was common. Up from a third in the survey back in 2011. Experts say it could have a lot to do with a more relaxed workplace environment. Shruti is the producer of the show. She puts the whole thing together. And this is something that is close to her. She hugs it in. Because it was an article that you found and forwarded, I must add, and forwarded, that got us talking about this one. So what's the research say? Are we hugging more these days?
Well, I had a foreword that says, hugging is good medicine because it transfers energy and it gives person hugged an emotional lift. Apparently, you need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 for growth.
Wow.
Personally, that's too much hugging for me. And apparently,
12 a day is about my year's quota, I think,
exactly.
One a month.
And apparently scientists say that hugging is a form of communication because it says you can say things you don't have the words for. I mean, isn't that texting?
Yeah, that's texting. Yeah, you're right. Or WhatsApp, or there are other means. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I suppose there's a time and a place. Is that a very Tom thing to say or not? There's a time and a place for a hug. And you know what? It's not in the office.
But nowadays, the people in the office are like your family.
No, I think we just laid low, listeners. That was Sonal just coming out with a very sort of, you know, middle of the road quote there, a little comment there. But the background to this is, I mean, well, you're a hugger, yeah?
Well, the background to this actually is I was the recipient of said forward yesterday.
Okay.
From Shruti.
Yeah.
So I saw that as not so much a silent cry, but a direct call for hugs.
So, it's escalated. My intention was to explain to her, because we were talking about this research that I said, I've read somewhere that 4 hugs a day is something. And then I found it and I sent it to her. It wasn't in any way meant to be, please come and hug me. But all I've got since yesterday is just loads of hugs.
Giant bear hugs.
Which has done the job or not? I mean, if you've got more than your quota, are you feeling fulfilled?
I think I've had enough.
Okay, right, okay.
Well, Zach was there yesterday. I mean, what were her energy likes after 3 of my hugs?
Oh, I saw smiles and laughs, yeah, right after the hugs came
because
through.
Hugs stimulate dopamine.
A text
isn't going to do that, Shruti.
I know. I like reading texts. I would much rather read a text than get a hug.
So I suppose the question here for us to try and deal with is the guidelines for hugging in the workplace. Let's keep it to the workplace for a moment. Because look, you know, what you do behind closed doors is completely up to you. And when you go out and meet friends for dinner and brunch and wherever it might be, you know, greeting them with a hug is common and it's expected in many ways. And I suppose that's the thing. You two are very close friends. You're good friends. Well, I hope you are still at the moment. I don't know if this has got in the way. But therefore, that's fine, isn't it? But is it fine within the workplace? I mean, would you... You greet each other every single morning. You work with each other in the same office. Is it a hug greeting every single morning or not?
No.
No.
I feel like if someone hugs me in the office, like if you hug me in the office, everyone else is going to think it's okay to hug me. And then that's just going to open these floodgates. And everyone's going to think, oh, let's go give Shruti a hug. I don't want that.
That's so not a thing. You just made that up as an excuse.
I feel like you have a phobia of hugs.
I just don't like it. It's just too much touching.
You need to conquer your fears, Shruti.
No.
Is there ever a place, do you think, as well, that there's... Is there a place for a hug as part of a greeting? If there is an etiquette and a directive, if you've not met somebody before... is there ever the call for... See, one of my big things here is that I'm a handshaker, okay? I will hug if you really need me to, but it's usually for close friends and things like that. But there is this sort of developing culture at the moment of the hug shake, if there is such a thing, the hug and half shake.
Oh yeah.
Or the handshake and the half hug, or whatever you want to call it, which is you go for a handshake and then you sort of get pulled in for a bit of a shoulder pump and things like that, and it just doesn't make the same. You're either going to go full out or you're not, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's like a sporting greeting. It's become quite common now to sort of give each other sort of like a high five and then pull towards half a hug. Yeah,
kind of like the bro hug.
Bro hug, yeah.
So the bro hug has developed, has it not, Zach? It seems to be becoming more and more readily available.
Yeah, I mean, personally, if within the workplace, I'll keep it completely professional with a handshake. But with the same colleague, if I went out, I might go in for a bro hug.
Mm. I suppose the other thing we've got to be conscious of here, and you know, when we were talking about this again, can we talk about hugging on the radio here? What about the cultural sensitivities as well? But that's fundamental, isn't it? I mean, you've got to be conscious of cultural sensitivities, and there are certain colleagues that you would not go for a full hug with, or those that. So it comes down to a personal relationship thing, and therefore, surely, etiquette-wise, and for anyone out there that's listening in that is better versed in all things etiquette, it comes down to that. Maybe knowing someone better and therefore managing that situation. I just don't think it has a place in the work environment.
I agree.
I think it's kind of nice to have colleagues that you're close to. I mean, I, in all honesty, as much as I am a hugger, there's probably only 3 or 4 people in the office that I would hug. So you come in the morning, it's early in the morning.
Works together every day as well. Mm-hmm.
And you get a nice big warm bear hug from you. Serena. You know, she's a great hugger. And then the other person I hug in the office is Zena, but that's only because it makes her really uncomfortable. So she'll just kind of stand there.
See?
And I'll put my arms around her. But secretly, I know she doesn't mind.
Do you have a problem?
You're using it as a weapon.
And one day she turned around and gave me a hug back with a
big smile.
You're
using it as a weapon of mass hugstruction.
It's no fun anymore. It's no fun anymore when the other person enjoys it.
Mm. Oh, that's what I need to do then.
I just gave you the key to get away, to get out of this.
She's giving her hugs until she's sick of it.
To hug or not to hug, are you a hugger? I swear, it opens up so many sort of levels of conversation here, because there is that, it's that whole conversation about how tactile you are, aren't they? And we seem to be becoming more and more tactile. It's like the traditional handshake is changing now at the moment. You know, you can either go for the footballer creative crazy handshake and fist bumps and everything like that, or equally this whole handover handshake, which Donald Trump seems to have perfected, which is this, I don't know, psychologists have looked at it, and it's meant to be
dominance.
You assert your dominance by offering one hand and then placing another on top or further up the arm as well. How do you react to these greetings, these common greetings? And is there a greeting that you swear by? Is there one that you try and avoid? If so, we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Are you a hugger or not a hugger? To hug or not to hug is the question that has been posed, well, since time immemorial, I'm sure. Sonal's here in studio with us, keeping an eye on some of the comments that are coming through. Security and security blanket of a hug. What are people saying at the moment?
Well, on security, Kripia has said, I have lived here for years and have been hearing more about burglaries and car break-ins than I remember from before. People should be more careful. And on hugs, Pete has said, it totally depends on your relationship and the culture in your team. I've gone for a hug a couple of times, and other times I've put my hand on their shoulder just to comfort them. It'd be very hard for me not to do anything when someone is upset. And Kel has said, completely unprofessional. You shouldn't ever assume that someone is comfortable being touched without asking directly. Even then, they may feel uncomfortable saying no.
What have we been talking about? Well, we've been talking about security and safety in all its guises. First and foremost, when it came to personal property, the question that got a lot of people talking the first hour of the show is air conditioning. Is it something you turn on or keep on or turn off when you're going away for your summer holidays? Akif learned the hard way.
I left for about a week, and I did not secure my property from a water or electricity standpoint. When I came back, to my surprise, I found out that there was a small leak in one of the bathrooms, and that actually basically flooded half of the apartment, and all the wooden floor was actually ruined. But it was a very deep lesson learned, and whenever I go and leave the apartment, I actually switch off all the electricity, and I ask the building security and the management to turn off the water completely so that there is no mishap like that again.
We also sought the professional advice of TransGuard Group here. The Chief Security Officer, Tim Mundell, joined us a little earlier on. He agreed with the warnings of the police and says, even though we live in a safe place like Dubai, we mustn't take it for granted. Do heed complacency.
It is. It is complacency. It is evolving. It is a safe place, as you rightly say, to live, and it's a great place. But there are challenges. I mean, I know of personal friends who have suffered the hard way. But you know, put it into perspective, it is a very safe place to live and work. But I think, you know, the key is just be wary about what you're saying, what you're doing, and what you're telling people you're doing all over the world.
Thanks so much indeed to you all for your thoughts and comments. Thanks for contributing to the show. That's about it from us. We've got Helen Farmer coming up on Dubai Today in just a few moments' time. So stay tuned for that one. They'll bring you all the latest from 12 o'clock this afternoon. Aaron News Team's got latest news headlines for you before all that. Big thanks to the team in studio here for keeping the ship afloat, the good ship agenda afloat over the last couple of hours. So thanks to all the team down here at the agenda. Thanks very much indeed to you, Milani Backerhouse, as well, for keeping us on air throughout proceedings. Goodbye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.